4NUE, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net will begin in 1 minute. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. We'll move on with the roll call portion before we take Echo Link stations. I'd like to go ahead and check in my wife, KO4RYP, and also N0TR, Mobile in Greer tonight via relay. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Well, tonight we'll begin with the pre-check-in, starting with W4FCM, Fred, and Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KN4MDA, John in Lyman. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. KQ4AIZ, Chase in West Union. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. And KF4RVH, James in Greenville. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. KN4HTP, Wendy in Simpsonville. K4OIM, Walt in Inman, and W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. K1CJW, Roland in Pickens, and W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, and KG4WNP, Landon in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. Echo Link station's up, so we'll go ahead with the RF portion of the check-in. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll begin with India through Lima. Any station with the suffix that begins with India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Me negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
NUE. Hope you and Miss Anna are doing well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KO4NUE. Hope you've had a good day today. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for comment. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
QE. Please check in, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Nothing new to share, so just mark me negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
For you, Echo India 4, Lima Zulu India. JI4LZI on HT. Angie, Table Rock, no traffic, no round take.
4NUE. Kilo 3 Juliet Tango Delta, K3JTD. This is Jim in Union County, South Carolina. No traffic. One real quick comment.
ATD. Jim, go ahead with your comment, sir.
I was going to wait for the round, but if you want me to do it now, I passed my general today. So that's all I wanted to say.
Let's go ahead and get that. So let me be the first to say congratulations to you, sir. I know that is a big step and a big jump. So just want to say, kudos to you for passing your general. I'll give a pause here just for a second. If anybody else would like to congratulate Jim for upgrading his ticket from technician to general, we'll pause here just for a second so you can do that.
Congratulations, sir.
KK4JBQ.
Congratulations, I'm passing a
congratulations, KO4JKB.
Good deal, N4BQ.
Good going. The general really ain't that difficult. It's really the extra with me and that advanced algebra killed me. KI4LZI port.
4NNH, congratulations.
There you go. Congratulations, sir. I appreciate you letting us know. And I know you're grinning from ear to ear, as you should be. So let me back up and recognize what we've got so far. We'll start with KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, it's always a pleasure to hear you come from the mountains up there. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid in Fletcher. And Sid, it's always a pleasure to hear you as well, sir. KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and he brings along his wife, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. And Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. Also, KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan in Asheville. Appreciate you joining us tonight, Duncan. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy in Table Rock. Also, K3STD. JTD, K3JTD, Jim in Union. And congratulations to you again, Jim. All right, any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, Fred and StarTex. I'll be negative and negative, 73s.
KO4NUE, 10-4-0-B-Q,
space down in Anderson. I'm in and out. NUE. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Rick, and our daughter by telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
For MUE, please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MZ, Matt in Western Greenville County, be negative and negative, 73 to you and all the net, and tell Miss Anna I said hello.
4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm in Pelzer tonight, Chad. I'm checking in over Echo Link. Whenever you get a second, I'd like to have a quick QSO with KI4MRA, but regardless, though, 73 to you, Miss Anna, and all the net. Be negative and negative tonight.
NNH, KO4NUE. Call your station, sir.
KI4MRA, KI4MRA. This is KO4NNH. You there, Dad?
4MRA, go ahead.
KO4NNH. Hey, Dad, just want to let you know, you're coming in crystal clear. Your Aggie's actually in the right direction. I'm hearing you crystal clear over here on Echolink. Just want to let you know. KO4ANH, back to net.
Appreciate it. KI4MRA, clear, back to net.
Glad you fellas could get linked up. Let's go ahead and back up and recognize what we've got so far. That's KI4MRA, Mr. Fred, in StarTex. And N4OBQ, that's Mr. Stacy in Anderson. KK4ONO, Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey. And their daughter, KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, all in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena, glad you brought your whole clan with us tonight. It's nice to hear you guys check in with us. Also, we'd like to welcome Matt, WG4MC from Western Greenville County, and KO4NNH via Echolink, Mr. Fred in Pelzer. All right, any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
Control. N4NLR. Same here as Jim, Jewett, and NMI. N4, nothing like radio. Check me in and out, please. Get in, you and everybody on the net.
Location, sir.
Yeah, I'm in Greenville, South Carolina, so not too far from the hospital, actually. N4NLR, thank you.
All right, the net would like to recognize N4NLR, Mr. Jim in Greenville. Jim, appreciate you checking in with us tonight, sir, and hope things are going well for you tonight. All right, any more stations? Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
Again, KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris, and Liberty, and I'll be negative in that.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'll be monitoring.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to welcome KO4QLG, that's my cousin Chris in Liberty. And Chris, just want to let you know, I've got your laptop ready, sir. All the software you need on it. Also, we'd like to welcome WDN, that's Mr. Ed in Brevard. Appreciate you guys checking in with us. Let me give one more call for Quebec through Tango. Any station with the suffix Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4NUE.
UE. And Whiskey, November 4 Sierra. Chris and Lyman. No traffic, not you. Good evening to you and all the net.
Welcome, WN4S. Did I get that right, Chris? WN4S, Chris and Lyman. I got that right. Chris, let me know if I messed that up.
WN4S, that is correct.
Roger that. Okay, appreciate it, Chris. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to welcome Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. All right, we'll move on to the next group, Uniform through Zulu. Any station with the suffix that begins with uniform through law, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. And I hope your dad's doing well, Chad. And congratulations on that new general. Negative and negative. In Inman.
Would like to welcome KN4VWA, that's Mr. Steve in Inman, and see all the stations up on Echolink. Just be patient just for a moment more. Let me make one more call for any station, uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE. So we'll take check-ins from Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll stick around.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo, Alpha 3, Juliet, Charlie, Alpha, Richard, KA3JCA. Also check in my wife, Sally, Kilo Alpha 4, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA4, JCA. And my daughter, Ashley, Kilo Alpha 4, Alpha Charlie Lima, KA4, ACL, negative, negative, and we won't be sticking around tonight.
Give me your location, sir.
Chad, Simpsonville, South Carolina.
I have to recognize via Echolink, KN4RJN, John up in Brown Summit. And John, I've got you down for some comments, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KA3JCA, Richard. He brings along his wife, KA4JCA, Sally, and their daughter, KA4ACL, Ashley, all in Simpsonville. Appreciate you guys checking in with us via Echolink. So any station on Echolink, Echolink stations only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Whiskey Zulu. KO4WWZ. I'll stick around for some comments. Good evening to all on the net. And Chad, I can't let Anna beat you.
Appreciate the support. I need all I can get. All right. Got all the Echolink stations that I can tell. So let's pick back up. Uniform 3 Zulu. Did I miss anybody? Uniform 3 Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
Please check in. Kilo India 4, Whiskey Foxtrot Juliet. Justin, we're in Pauline, South Carolina. And no comments tonight. Thank you.
Control. Whiskey 4, Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod, and we're in the land of Oz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Let me straighten out this first call. Let me make sure I got this right. KI4WFJ, was that Jeff in Pauline? Did I get that right, Jeff?
Justin over, but and in Pauline.
Got that, Justin. The net would like to recognize KI4WFJ, that's Mr. Justin in Pauline, and Whiskey 4, Whiskey O, W4WOZ. That's Mr. Rod up in the land of Oz. And Rod, you tell Dorothy that me and Anna said hello tonight if you see her. All right. Any more stations, Uniform 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Control. Kilo Echo 0, Uniform. X-ray. This is Joe up here at beautiful Mount Pisgah. Hope everybody is doing well on the net. I'll be in and out this evening, 73
South. I would like to welcome KE0UUX. That's our good friend, Mr. Joe, up in Pisgah. And Joe, you be safe up there on the mountain. All right, we're going to move on to the next group. If I miss you, Uniform 3 Zulu, just jump on in at Alpha 3 Delta. Any station, Alpha 3 Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike. It's Jim and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
UE. Chad, please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Recognize what we've got so far with KO4BDM, that's Mr. Jim and Taylor's, and N4DJC, that's my good friend Mr. Jerry and Anderson, and W4DJW, that's our net manager, Mr. Dave. All right, any more stations, Alpha 3 Delta, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and the net, please check in, JI4DOS, Gary.
Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, and all on the net.
NUE. Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWS. Name's Colon. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, but maybe listening for a little bit.
NUE. Ed and everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
Recognize KI4DOS. That's my good friend, Mr. Gary and Easley. And Gary, I have you down for some conso. He brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. And Gary, please tell Miss Joy that I've got a hand mic that I am going to put in the mail and send to her tomorrow. So tell her her package is on the way. Also, we'd like to welcome W4CWF, that's Mr. Collin, in Mill Springs listening in tonight. And KB2BYQ, that's Mr. Dave in Easley. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Delta? Please call KO4NUE. Before we move on to the next group, let's jump up to EchoLink real quick. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Ted. If you really check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. No traffic and no queue. And do tell me, hello from me.
I would like to welcome via EchoLink KA4PQA. That's Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. And Stephen, I have passed along your message, and Miss Anna is waving hello back to you. So with that, we'll move on to the next group. Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And Chad, I'll hang around for a little bit tonight.
4NUE. Ed, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Callan, North Carolina, and I'll be negative negative tonight. Thanks.
Hotel Juliet Gene in Taylor's, and we're negative and negative, Chad.
I'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. And Patrick, I got you checked in for some comments, sir. Also, KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up in Candler. And Harry, appreciate you checking in with us tonight. And W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene in Taylors. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Mr. Gene. Hope you are doing well, and be safe out there in the heat. All right, any more stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
Fox Mike.
No, for Fox Mike. I need your name and location, sir.
Checking in from Hendersonville. NA4FM.
Analog, Chris. N4 Alpha Foxtrot Mike. Mr. Chris in Hendersonville. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Chris. You be safe up there in Hendersonville. All right, we're going to go ahead and open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in KG4, LPF, Sam and Slab Ham.
4NUE. 10 Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee. KF4NXY, David. I'm in southern Greenville County. Check me in and out. and everybody on the net.
That's all. Back up and recognize KG4 LPF. That's Mr. Sam in Slaptown. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Sam. And KF4NXY, that's Mr. David in Southern Greenville County. I appreciate both of you checking in with us tonight. All right, we'll do one more call. Alpha through Zulu, any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
In the log, Lloyd, KO4PXB. That's my good friend, Mr. Lloyd, in Simpsonville. And Lloyd, you tell Miss Tracy, me and Anna said hello tonight. Hope you are doing well. All right. I'm going to go ahead and move on. And we're going to secure the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for rags you may secure at this time. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now open up to the RACU portion, and we'll stop every now and then and pick up a few more check-ins and comments. All right, first one on the stump tonight is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. Go ahead and take it, Larry. You got a nice, clean stump.
Everybody, KO4NUE, KK4JBQ. It's a pleasure to have you as our net control tonight. I have to say, first thing, right off, I have never heard anybody make such a fuss over someone passing a license exam. It makes me feel great to witness that all of us were invited to chime in and make a deserved congratulations to someone who's done the work and upgraded their ticket. I just had to say that, and I hope it becomes something that's regularly done. We should celebrate the good things in life. Wouldn't you say so?
Absolutely. I know how hard that thing is. So when he checked in, Jim checked in and said that he had upgraded, I thought, whoo boy, he has got a load off of his shoulders and he is wanting to tell everybody about it, and I'm going to help him.
Put on you as net control to break with convention, I suppose, just to stop everything and open it up. It really was a good moment to be a part of. Thank you for that. Well, so I'll ask you how your day been today.
Well, I guess my dad is, we hope, has turned the corner. They did surgery on him today, and he is doesn't have his strength back up yet, but he is he's starting to turn a little grouchy, so I guess that's normal. So I'm gonna take that as a good sign. You know, I just grinned. He was complaining about something in the hospital tonight and just went on and on, just wouldn't let it go. So I just, you know, looked at Anna and said, he's all right. He's, you know, he start complaining like that, like normal, then he's getting back up to speed.
Marvelous to hear. And yeah, for some of us, grouchy is the normal state. So that is great. That is a good sign. And I'm so pleased and relieved to hear that. We want to keep our parents and our siblings and ourselves, I suppose, as long as we can here. We still have things to learn. That goes for everybody. KK4JBQ.
Oh, just want to tell you, Larry, since Dad's been in hospital, he has, I have been taking over his role to take care of Meemaw, my grandmother, which is his mother. And, you know, so I went up there early this morning. I had explicit instructions to cooker one egg with hard toast, or she used to take her medication and drink a cup of coffee with her. So I got up there at 7:30 this morning, woke her up, and she politely told me, "Don't wake me up. I need my beauty rest, and you come back tomorrow at 8:30. But we went ahead and had our little breakfast deal, and I got ready to cook her an egg, and she says, "Are you cooking that egg for you?" And I said, "No, I'm cooking it for you, Mima." She says, No. She says, "Open that salt box." They've got a curing box they used to cure meat in. And she had two lemon pies that she'd been squirreling away in there. I don't know where she got them, but she pulled those little lemon pies out, and she says, "No, don't you tell nobody." So we had a cup of Folgers freeze-dried coffee. That's her favorite. It's awful. And two lemon pies. And we were both just grinning from ear to ear this morning.
Gosh, that really is a precious moment. And all of us cheat a little bit, even if we know it's not that good for us. But, yeah, so a little bit of heaven. Yeah. Well, that is marvelous. That's marvelous. Well, here we are. This is the last day of May. And I can't say that I'm sorry to see it go, but I am, in a way. There went springtime. and the pretty weather. I have to say this. This has been such a memorable spring. There have been years that I've spent in South Carolina. I'm not a native, but I've been here for more than 20 years, so I've seen a few springtimes. And they've been way too short. Way too short. But this year, I think we got a good measure of pleasant springtime days, and I'm so thankful for it. So here comes summer, and the humidity, and the heat, driving us indoors. But it's good to remember that being outdoors is where we get the best air, even though it might be hot and sticky. The best air, good for us, and that's how we get around and see our neighbors and such. So here comes summer. KK4JBQ.
Looking forward to the heat at all. But, there's always the radios, There's always that. So, we'll get another antenna up and experiment with it, and we'll spend the summer, messing around with it, trying to learn that, and, don't have to deal with all the heat and the humidity. So, I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to be out in the heat. I'm going to be in here messing with these radios, trying to learn. So, heat doesn't bother me.
DOS says, "Let the man on the mountain have his say." Well, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, Chad, but I know that there are others waiting, and maybe even some more check-ins, so I will make this shorter than it would ordinarily be. You have yourself a good night, won't you? And it's been good to talk with you. Everyone out there, welcome June and summer. Just be proud to be alive. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
Harry, appreciate you dropping by and checking in with us. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. And please tell Miss Donna, me and Anna said hello. And you'll have a wonderful day tomorrow. All right, to any station, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next on the stump, which is KN4RJN. That's my good friend, Mr. John, up in Brown Summit. And, John, I got some news for you.
It is KN4RJN. What news have you got for me, Chad?
So the alarm went off last night at 15 minutes till 1, and me and Anna took some blankets outside, and the two dogs, and we went and looked in the
sort of western sky, looking for the meteorites, and pretty sure I saw two. They were pretty quick and very faint, but saw something. The blankets in the yard, we stayed out there for maybe a little over an hour, I would think. But it just, you know, blew the dogs' minds. They could not understand why we were on a blanket looking up in the stars, and we were not in the house on, you know, on the couch. I don't think they cared for that too much until Pixie jumped something, heard something down in the pine thicket. And before the night was over, there was a really strong smell of skunk in the air. So at that point, before it got any worse, we decided we'd pack our blankets up and head in for the night.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, the meteor storm that they were possibly anticipating didn't actually materialize. It was kind of a bust. We saw about a half a dozen or so. We went out about 12:30 and stayed out for about an hour. And we saw a few, but it wasn't quite what they hoped. And then this morning I was online looking and reading about it, and they said, yeah, it peaked about 12. And I thought, well, what you said was 1 o'clock before. So it's like, you know, my wife actually came in. she said, it's starting to pick up. Maybe you should come out. So about 12:30 or so. So we went out, and we stayed out about an hour, and we saw maybe half a dozen or so, and some brighter than others. Yeah, they were quick. You had to catch them out of the corner of your eye, but it wasn't quite the storm they were hoping for. But they think it might come back, and we might hit some more of it here later in the summer, maybe. So I'll keep you posted on that. As far as anything else astronomically happening, the June 14th will be a full moon, and it will be a super moon. It'll be a little closer than it normally is, and it'll appear a little bit bigger and a little bit brighter. So. But that's the biggest thing coming on in the skies right now. there are a number of deep sky objects that it's kind of hard to tell you where they're at. But right now in the east, one of my favorites is the Summer Beehive Cluster. And once you've seen it, you understand why they call it the beehive. But right now it's just now coming up. Well, it's probably cleared my tree line by now. But if you have Stellarium on your computer or on your phone, for the deep sky objects, and search for the Summer Beehive Cluster, and point a scope at it, and you can see some amazing things. There's a number of other deep sky objects not far from the Summer Beehive Cluster. One's called the Gumball Globular Cluster, and I've got to find that and see what that's all about. But in any event, I'm going to try and make my way down there, possibly not this weekend, but possibly the next weekend, and get down and see Mark and Wendy and let them look at a couple of scopes that I've got. And after that, I will travel up your way and see if I can get your scope up and running.
I appreciate it. I do need some help with it. It's just so sensitive. I, you know, think I get it set, and then, you know, it changes on me. So I'm not exactly sure what's happening there, but I've got a red dot, and just haven't had an opportunity to get it on. I've tried to mess with the crosshairs, you know, long enough. I'm just not gonna mess with them anymore. I'll put the red dot on it, and maybe you can help me fine tune the thing. But with that, John, I appreciate you talking with us tonight about the Beehive Cluster, the Gumball Cluster, and the Supermoon on the June 14th. I would really like to look at the moon. I'm fascinated with it. But at any rate, John, you got anything else for us, sir?
This is KN4RJN. I did talk to my son here not too long ago after we got the village of your friend correctly spelled, and I found it on a map and sent it to him. And that's actually quite a ways from where he is at. And the people that he is with right now don't know anybody up that way. It's like, you know, I don't know anybody in Chicago either. You know, it's you know, kind of one of those things. But he will continue to, you know, ask questions, and it's possible that he's going to move to another unit, depending on depending on how circumstances work out over there. And I don't think he's moving any closer, but he's got the name and he's got the last known location. And if he hears anything, he'll let me know. In the meantime, have you had a chance to look at his radiator?
I have not. I'll take a look at it this week, but just want to let you know I got a text from my friend, and the text was eastward bound. So I may need your son's help after all. So I'll let you know where he pops back up.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, east is not necessarily the direction you want to go right this moment, but we'll see how this all plays out. the much vaunted Russian army is not quite what everybody thought it was. Let's just put it that way. But anyway, but I'll let you go, Chad. You say hi to Anna for me, and I'll say 73s and back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Appreciate it, John. Appreciate you dropping by. Appreciate the info. And I'll give you a holler maybe tomorrow. All right. This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any more stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Let's check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to welcome K4XB. That's Tommy in southern Greenville County. Tommy, hope you are doing well, sir, and it's a pleasure talking with you the other day. All right. With that, we'll move on to the next on the stump, which is KO4WWZ. That's Mr. Chandler and Easley. Go ahead, Chandler. You got it.
Good evening, Chad, and everybody on the net. This is KO4WWZ. And let me just start off by saying I love hearing that Morse code come in and identifying your ticker. It's got every time it comes on now, I start to just beep out loud.
So you studying the code, is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, sir. I started a few weeks ago. I've been busy these past couple of weekends, but I've managed to learn the letters K and M using the Farnsworth method. And it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They sound kind of like that. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I hear you. Well, me and my cousin occasionally drop down on the CW portion of the 2-meter band. We, you know, attempt to communicate with one another. It's pretty slow. Not always accurate, but, you know, we do the best we can. We haven't done any recently, but we got pretty regular there for a while. But I'm glad you're trying to learn something new. How far have you got with it?
I'm still on the first lesson. It's like everything else. When it comes to learning, practice, patience, and endurance.
Yeah. Morse code is, you know, can be a little bit frustrating. I know there's a couple of letters that I struggle with. X and R for some reason. I don't know what it is. It's just something in my mind. I get them transposed. But, you know, something I have to work through. But at any rate, well, I'm glad you're trying to learn something new, Chandler, and I hope that's going well for you. Are you you learning on a computer program, or you got CDs or what?
I will send you the link to the website. It's called learningcw.org. I think that. I know it's learncw.something. I don't know if it's .com. I'm thinking it's learncw.org. And what it has you do is it has you learn 2 letters at a target speed of 20 words a minute. And that's your target speed, and you have to recognize the sound and write it out on paper as if you were interpreting actual CW on the CW portions of the bands. But I do have another question for you, if you have a minute.
Yeah, so I think the Farnsworth method, I'm not sure, but I think that's how the Germans taught their soldiers CW, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong. But anyway, go ahead with your question, Chandler.
Well, I want to see if I can maybe plan to come meet you and hang out up at the deer camp maybe this Friday night in Brockline. The last time I used it, I plugged it in, I turned it on, and I started the key and mic, and I noticed my radio was all staticky, and eventually the power supply just cut itself off, and I hadn't been able to get the power back on, too. I don't know what happened. I was hoping maybe you knew and you could take a look at it. And then maybe we can do some stuff with CW at the deer camp, maybe. And you and me can learn from each other.
It's NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Chandler, I will be out of town for the weekend. I have some business down in Columbia I need to take care of this weekend. And I will be spending the weekend with my wife. But maybe some other time. We'll link up, see if we can work something out later. But with that, Chandler, you got anything else for us? I need to move on down the log, young man.
No, sir. I don't have anything. I'll give it back to you, Chad. Sorry, I didn't mean to take up too much time.
Right on time. And that's always a good thing to be, right on time. So, all right. Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
I'm in and out. November 4, Bravo X-ray, Bravo. Herb up in Shelby. Almost forgot to net.
4 NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome N4BXB. That's Mr. Herb up in Shelby. And Herb, we're glad you didn't miss the net. I have you in the log, sir. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. You be safe up there in Shelby. All right, no more check-ins, so we'll move up to next on the stump, which is KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, go ahead. You got it, sir.
4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening, Dana. Good evening to all on the net. We had a good day over here, as Dwight used to say, on the plantation. Went out this morning and out on the back deck, and Joy came out, and she said, there's a snake. And I looked over there, and we had about a 4-foot black snake just crawling around. We watched him. He crawled all the way around the tree, the big oak tree we got back there. And he came up and went by the dog's water bowl and got up in the hose reel. He got through that, went on over to the edge of the house. I said, that sucker gets under my house, I know something. That thing crawled up a brick wall now, I'm telling you, about, I don't know, probably a foot, well, about 2 feet. His head was up about 2 feet. And I looked at Joy and I said, I don't know how in the world he's hanging on to that brick wall like that. But he finally turned around, went back down, and crawled down the length of the house and went out into the side yard. So we got to watch this big old black snake today. He didn't do anything. Joey was looking at him real hard just to make sure his head was not triangular.
You grab it.
Didn't want to grab it. I let him out there. He's out there to the. I got two outbuildings and a barn out there, and he takes care of the rat population. I ain't gonna mess with that one.
So what I was alluding to was maybe Joey would have liked to have had a closer look at him. Is what I meant.
No closer look at it. I told her what it was. I said, it's not a poisonous snake. It's solid black, just about all over except for his belly, and he's got just a little bit of white on his belly. So she said, okay. Now, had it been at one of those copperheads, I'd have come back in the house and got my shotgun and dispatched it.
Pat, I just ribbing you a little bit, trying to get Miss Joy going too. But I'm glad you got the, snake was able to watch him. But Gareth, waiting on you to check in. I got a radio question for you. My ICOM I sent off for repair. The technician called me today down in Gainesville. They got the radio repaired. And I'm not quite understanding exactly what the repair was. He said that there were two ribbons inside the radio that were damaged due to corrosion. And I asked him, okay, that is a circuit ribbon, which is basically a flat piece of ribbon that has a conductor in it, And he said, no, not that kind of ribbon. It's on the final circuit. And he said, they had to be deep cleaned, and you can only clean them once. He said, once they're cleaned, you can't clean them again. He said, but the radio probably good for another 5 to 8 years. I'm not sure exactly what that means. Do you know anything about that?
And the mountain have his say. He was probably talking about the etching in the circuit board, Chad, if he had to deep clean it. Him talking about a ribbon, I would consider that the same way you did. The flat multi-conductor pieces of wire in there that looks like a ribbon. And it's sometimes multicolored, sometimes it's solid color. It depends on its function and the manufacturer and all of that. But with him saying that it was corroded and that sort of thing, I would think that it was probably the etchings in one of the circuit boards, either that or, that's about the only thing I can think of. I don't know that, here again, this is my thinking, I don't know that the final amplifier stage would have caused that wave rush that we were hearing on the radio. But I have worked on one of those, and I don't intend to work on one because they're so small. And, that surface mount stuff just gets to be too small for me.
Well, he said that it was repaired. He's going to send it back to me, put it in the mail probably tomorrow or Thursday. But he said it took him off and on 3 days. But I just have to take his word at it. But he said it was good to go, and if I had any problems with it, let me know when we got it back home. But he said you're not. Really nice vice fella. Answered all my questions, and reasonable repair cost too. But I'm glad he's sending my ICOM back. I've been missing it, and glad he's gonna send it back to me.
Glad he got it repaired in a timely fashion. And, you know, he said it took him off and on of 3 days. Well, you know, he turned it on, let it warm up, and because it didn't do that when you first turned it on, it had to be a little warm before you start hearing the rush. If I'm not correct on that, you correct me. And once he found that, then he probably took it apart and did his looking and probably didn't finish it. He started, put it down and worked on something else, and then he found out what the problem was, and then he went in there and did his repair work on the third day. That would be my summation of it taking him so long. But as you well know, as well as most people know, an intermittent problem or one like that does not happen when you first turn the thing on is more difficult to diagnose and repair than something that, you know, if it blows out or breaks, you know, you can repair it real quick. But if it doesn't do that, it takes a little while longer.